as a almost at the end of your first year teacher, what advice would you have for a new teacher coming in the fall?
Consistency. You have to have consistency with everything, whether it's your daily routine, whether you start with math, reading, writing, whatever subject you're with. Because what I've noticed with my students is if we do one thing different, the whole day is thrown off. Because it's that consistency, it's that stability that the kids really need and the kids really thrive from. And I would also say that you need to have that confidence that the kids are there and they want to be there. And there's going to be days when you want to cry. There's going to be days when you want to pull your hair out. There's going to be days when you feel like, what am I doing? But you have to be reminded that you are there for them, you know, and have that confidence that they do like you there. Because I have been gone on some days and I come back and they say, oh, we missed you. Where were you? That's kind of nice. The reminder that, oh, okay, I am appreciated while I'm here. So they really do want you there, even though kids kind of have a hard way of showing it sometimes.
Especially at the middle school level, I would think you picked the most difficult age to transition into.
My sixth graders are at a funny age with 11 and 12-year-olds, so they'll do something silly, and I'll know that it's kind of their way of saying, okay, I like you.
That must be very rewarding at the end of the day when you see that they have learned something and they do care.
It keeps me going.
Well, there is a very high attrition rate in the first 5 years for new teachers.
And I definitely see why. It can be discouraging. It's tough. It's really tough. And sometimes I think people think that teaching is you just go and you just give the kids worksheets or, you know, you teach them 2 times 2. And it's so, so much more than that. During the day, I am their parent. And during the day, I am the one that's supposed to lead them in the right direction. And that is my job. It's my responsibility. And I wouldn't change it, as frustrating as it can be. It's life.
Yeah, the life of a teacher. True. And the rewards outweigh the challenges.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's what matters.
It sounds like you'll be back as a second year teacher then, Sarah. Is that the case?
Yes. I definitely feel like I am naturally a teacher, and I feel like I belong in front of the classroom. And even, for example, my first day of my first year of teaching, standing in front of these students, I thought for sure I would be shaking. I thought for sure I would be sweating. I thought for sure my voice would be, you know, so funny. But I was ready, and I thought I was going to mess everything up. And for that first day, I made it, and I was totally fine. I've never felt a bit of nervous energy for myself being in front of the kids. And, you know, so that's how I feel like I know that I'm in the right profession, because I know that if I were to ever go to your job and stand in front of all these business people, or, you know, if somebody said, oh, well, you need to hold this board meeting, I would say, no way. I would never be able to do that. I would be so nervous. And in this case, it just feels right.
That's wonderful, Sarah.
Thank
and
you.
Our children are all very fortunate to have people like you in the teaching profession.
Thank you. I really try.